This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 706, Lorita's Curious Mind and Masterful Writing.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Lorita, the most recent Three Keys IELTS Writing Wizard winner. Get great tips for developing your own creative and high-scoring Task 2 essay.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a special writing extraordinaire here today to tell you all the tips you need to know to write a winning Task 2 essay. Lorita, can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Lorita. I'm from Colombia, but currently living in Australia.
And what are you doing in Australia?
I'm working and studying to continue my training in medicine.
So is this why you have to take the IELTS exam?
Exactly.
So what will the IELTS exam get you? Like, you're taking the academic test, right? Why do you have to take that exactly?
I need to take it in order to be able to continue my application for universities and be accepted into a residency program.
Got it. Okay, that's awesome. And when is your exam?
On the 6th of April, so coming soon.
Yes, it's this Saturday. So I am certain that the next time listeners hear your voice, it'll be one of those success stories when you got really high scores, because you've been working really hard and you're doing awesomely. So the reason why you're here is because you wrote the best essay last month for the Writing Wizard contest. Listeners, if you don't know what I'm talking about, this is a feature of our Three Keys IELTS Facebook group. So once a month, we open this contest in the first week of every month, and students can write a Task 2 essay to submit to the contest, and they can get feedback if they choose to from me, and the winner gets a free strategy session with me on Skype as well as coming on the show. Okay, so let's talk about your writing process. Before you took Three Keys IELTS, did you feel like you were good at writing academic essays?
To be honest, before I did the IELTS test, I wrote the Cambridge CAE test. Uh-huh. And my best score in that exam was my writing. So my hopes were up for the IELTS test, but awesome. To my surprise, I only got a six on that day.
Oh, right. But that was like 2 years ago that you took the test, right?
That's right.
Okay. But still, you proved to yourself at that point, like, okay, so IELTS is different than every other writing test.
That's for sure.
I should learn about this. So do you feel like so far you may have discovered in Three Keys IELTS why you got that six and why you're going to do better than a six this time?
Probably. I think that because I was being too wordy, and also because I wasn't expressing strong ideas in my paragraphs. So that's probably why.
Okay. Yeah, well, that'll do it. That'll get you a 6 for sure. So let's talk about the winning essay that you wrote in a little bit more detail. Okay, so the question was, many schools do not teach creative writing. They only instruct students in academic writing. Is this a positive or a negative trend? Was this a difficult topic for you, or was it pretty easy to come up with ideas?
I think that it was easier to come with ideas in topics that are related to schools and academic topics for me. So it wasn't too bad, I think.
So the brainstorming was pretty easy. You could do that in 5 minutes.
Yep. It was pretty easy.
Fantastic. So that is one of the reasons you won, because your ideas were so strong and so specific. Like in the third paragraph, when you're talking about institutions should be teaching both kinds of writing, you use a personal example. My cousin Anna is a shining example of how advantageous this was for her. First of all, like perfect grammar, like everything about that sentence is perfect. And then you continue, she used to write fascinating stories about going on adventures on the inside of a cell. When I first read that sentence, I was like, is that, what does that mean? And then you explain it. Not only did this help her to obtain a scholarship to study medicine at Yale University, she won a scientific prize for the invention of a new method to study cancer cells. Okay. Listeners, I'm going to put all of this in the blog post. The example sentences I just read, I will put in the blog post. Please come back to read this. Just go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and search for Lorita. Okay, I believe this is episode 276, but search Lorita and you'll find this. So tell me, is that true, those ideas?
No, they are not true. So, because not even that thing is invented yet. It just came all from my creativity.
That's so awesome. Okay, so how are you able, because this is something that definitely helps as a testing skill, if you are able to make stuff up, if you are able to create fantasy stories that are believable to some extent, right? So why do you think this is easy for you? Because for some students, it definitely isn't. Like, it's stressful trying to not lie, but it's stressful trying to make stuff up. So why do you think you have this skill?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think because when I was a child, I was always creating something. I was very curious about things that were happening around me. And I also used to write. So when I was younger at high school, I used to write things about everything and just create and just don't have any limits in my thoughts.
That's so fantastic. So lifelong making stuff up. But guys, this is a lesson that everybody can learn about improving your writing, is it's not just about learning a template. It's not just about using academic words, which your vocabulary is awesome, and we'll get to that in a second. But this skill of being able to come up with believable and interesting examples that the examiner will definitely take note of and enjoy reading and is more likely to give you a good score for, because it's strong, it's related to the topic, right? And it's definitely like notable, like from the point of view of the examiner. So guys, I'll put a link in the blog post, okay? There's a website about creative writing prompts. And even if I don't want anybody to think that you can't do this, I'm not creative, I can't come up with stories. You can. I think it's just a skill like anything else. It's a muscle in your brain that you can strengthen, right? So if we practice it, we can get better. So I'll put that link in the blog post. Okay, so awesome vocabulary as well. Let's look for an example here. You say more in paragraph 2, more specifically, during tertiary education, academic writing is paramount. Okay, so two great words there. tertiary, which I love. It sounds so super British, and paramount, like really important. So how have you improved your vocabulary? Have you like tried to work on it specifically in your IELTS preparation?
Yes, since I started studying for this exam, I got into the habit of reading a lot every single day with no rest in between.
Oh gosh, so, that sounds exhausting.
It's not, because I think that reading is amazing. All the vocabulary that you can get, ideas, and it's just nurturing your knowledge as well.
So what are you reading?
I love reading, any kind of reading. I just take something and I just start reading what it is in there. Doesn't matter which topic it is. Sometimes I find certain things boring, but I know that because of the IELTS exam can have any kind of topics, I just have to do it.
Yeah, this is the stage for pushing yourself for sure. So this is another side of being able to come up with creative ideas, though, is having an idea bank, right? Having taken in so many possibilities from reading a wide variety of things, having taken in all this information, you are then able to sort of synthesize or copy an idea in a way that maybe is from an entirely different topic altogether and just pretend it's yours. Maybe it's like you did read about this person who like creatively wrote about science, but then you're like, I'm going to pretend she's my sister and put it in my IELTS essay. So guys, I mean, this is the other side, right? Taking in as many ideas as you can. And then also for the vocab. I've always been the same way, like just a voracious reader. I remember when I was little and I'd be sitting at the breakfast table, I would always just grab the nearest thing just to read it, like the back of a cereal box or like anything.
It's like, exactly the same for me.
I love it. That's so awesome. So guys, oh my gosh, you've heard me say it before. You'll hear me say it again. Reading, reading, reading. Okay, so do you have any last tips for our listeners regarding IELTS or IELTS preparation? I mean, your test is coming up this Saturday. I hope you feel ready because you've certainly put in all the work. So anything you feel like might help other people getting ready for their exams?
And just practice as much as you can and just, be with your hopes up so you can feel more confident. When you are more confident about something, you can make sure that that happens.
Yeah, for sure. Confidence is key. Definitely. It also, you know what? Honestly, like, even if you don't feel super confident because you're nervous, even just pretending that you're confident, it'll help you like sit differently, talk differently, and that could actually impact us in a positive way. So there's an idiom in English, dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. I may have mentioned it on the show before, but that idea goes for IELTS as well. Like just assume that you are this confident person, that you've already gotten like your 8 on IELTS, right? And just make this a reality for yourself and behave as if it's a reality. And you will encourage that to actually happen. I'm getting really sort of foo-foo spiritual here, but the mind is a powerful thing. All right, Laura. Well, best of luck on Saturday. I think you are going to do amazingly well. And let me know your results, and then you can come back on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, Laura, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.